tasting a crumb which had fallen on the table. She found it more delicious than bread ever was before, and could hardly believe that it was a loaf of her own baking. But oh, the honey! Its color was that of the purest gold, and it had the odor of a thousand flowers. Never was such honey tasted, seen, or smelled. Although good Mother Baucis was a simple old dame, she could not help thinking that there was something rather uncommon in all that had been going on. So, after helping the guests to bread and honey, she sat down by Philemon and told him in a whisper what she had seen. "Did you ever hear the like?" she asked. "No, I never did," answered Philemon with a smile. "And I rather think, my dear old wife, that you have been walking about in a sort of dream. There happened to be a little more in the pitcher than you thought. That is all." "Ah, husband," said Baucis, "say what you will. These are very uncommon people." "Well, well," replied Philemon, still smiling, "perhaps they are. They certainly do look as if they had seen better days.